Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us. Ow!
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.
Welcome back, Wolfpack Ninja Podcast.
Oh man.
I'm so excited. So Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc here with my good buddy.
Oh, I'm Ian Dory. Let's do this.
And it's time for another episode of the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. We are coming at you not live from the home of the Wolfpack, the epicenter, Fort Collins, Colorado. And Ian, today's show, I've been waiting for this. I am like quaking with excitement here. Olivia Vivian, the Australian Ninja Warrior. And maybe some of you are like, who's Olivia Vivian? But Olivia Vivian, okay, she's beat Megan Martin in head-to-head racing competition. She's on Australian Ninja Warrior. She's like the best Australian Ninja Warrior, like man or woman. She's unbelievable. Olympic gymnast. She's been through so much. This is the first of two episodes. We had so much to talk about that we're going to do a two-part episode. Ian, she is incredible.
I know. I've gotten to hang out with her a couple times, and she's just so fun. She's this fun, spirited person. Ugh. Isn't afraid to try stuff new. Isn't afraid to put herself out there. You feel great hanging out with her. You're like, yeah, I could just be me.
Yeah, Olivia is so laid back. It's so great that she's one of the Wolfpack pros. She's one of our leaders, one of our team leaders. And I'll tell you, it was like destined to be. She came to our first Wolfpack Ninja Tour. She did really well. And then ever since then, she just, on social media, always helping us out. She really believes in our mission to make the world healthier one kid at a time. So go visit Olivia Vivian on our website to get all of her social links. She's incredible on social media, at Olivia Vivian. But follow us at Wolfpack Ninjas on Instagram. And check out her profile on our new website. It's awesome. She has her own profile, as do all the ninjas. You can direct message her. You can get on the forums and talk and ask questions and talk about all things ninja. There's juicy topics on there.
Yeah. If you go check her profile out, she's rocking the new Wolfpack leggings that are available in the pro shop.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. She was our model for a lot of the new Wolfpack swag and gear and merchandise that we're coming out with. So
thank you, Olivia, for that.
Check out the pro shop on our new website, wolfpackninjas.com. Support the pack, and maybe we should get into the interview.
Yeah, let's get to the interview. Let's do it.
Well, we are so excited today on the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast to have the one, the only, the amazing Australian Ninja Warrior, Olivia Vivian. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Woohoo! Yay! Hey, thanks, Noah. Good to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you. And now, look, we have been friends for a while, and you are one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh, that's so sweet. When you were introing and you're like, the one, the only thing going through my brain was like, oh, but Jerry and I look exactly the same. We got the twinger thing. But yes, you're right. The only Australian for now.
Well, it's true, and I haven't actually had the opportunity to interview Jerry yet, so she's going to be coming up, I think.
Oh, that's exciting.
So you are
such a cool chick.
Yeah, and you're the first of the twinges to really – now, tell people what that means and what you're talking about.
All right, the twinges. So it was actually my very first Wolfpack event in Denver, Colorado, and to be honest, I had no idea what Wolfpack was. I just went because it was convenient. And a really good friend of mine knew that I was doing Ninja, and he made it happen and got me down there. And then stepped into this arena, and it was just mind-blowing. It was out of this world. I signed up as an amateur, Noah, because I hadn't done American Ninja Warrior. I had no idea what I was doing there, and ended up qualifying with the second fastest time out of everyone, and got bumped up into the women's pros that night.
I remember
walking around the grounds, and there's just the kids everywhere. And no, I had so many people call me Jerry. I had people tap me on the shoulder and be like, "Jerry, I didn't know you. You're not Jerry.
Who's
you know?
That?" And yeah.
I was like, "Who is Jerry?" And then I met Jerry. I met Jerry, and it's just the red hair, and we've got similar build, and we're both, you know, always upside down all the time, or in the splits. So,
right.
So we're both, you know, ninjas from different countries. So when we get together, we do our twinja thing.
No, absolutely. And you guys are both so lovable. And I think that you're both very open and very, very approachable people. And I think that you guys just kind of hit it off right away. And so now you all have a friendship that is really, really funny and cool and cute.
We do. We are pretty similar. The only thing is, you know, I'm trying to convince her to get her tattoo removed from her back, and she's trying to convince me to get one, because then we'd really be twinges, because that's really the only separating thing in photos.
So tell us, how did you get into Australian Ninja Warrior? Now, first, you are from Australia. Where are you from? How old are you? Give us all the basics.
Look, I'm 28. Yeah, gosh, that just goes by so fast. I'm 28 now. Turning 29 on the 13th of July, give away when we – yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'm 29 pretty much. I'm from Perth, Australia, which is on the west coast. And a lot of people don't realize, but the west coast and the east coast of Australia is about as wide as America. So we're actually quite a large island.
Wow.
And it is quite an isolated city over in the west coast. There's not really much else going on except this beautiful coast and this bushland and gorgeous towns and cities. So I do remember I own a cafe called the Leaky Tap, and I'd been quite a few years retired from gymnastics, and to be honest, it burnt me out. No, I hated the thought of doing exercise, and going to a fitness class just really was the last thing I was interested in. And I was invited to compete on the first ever season of Australian Ninja Warrior, which was in 2017, so last year. And in my brain, it was just like, oh, cool, it's a free trip to Sydney. So they film it on the East Coast. It's much different. Obviously, being our first season, there's no city qualifiers.
Right.
It's mostly producer picked, and you have to send in auditions for most people and do a physical test and stuff like that. But, they invited me, and I was like, yeah, cool, sure, no worries. And flew over to Sydney, and no idea what Ninja Warrior was. I mean, it didn't hit me until I was standing up on that course, staring down at the obstacles with the production, the lights, the crowd, everything. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible setup.
Heart pumping.
Absolutely. I was so excited. That's how I got into it.
And so now they invited you, though, because you were already kind of a national superstar, a national hero. Why was that?
Yeah, I think they invited and they, you know, accepted a lot of, past members of the Australian gymnastics team. And myself, I'd reached the Olympic level, and I, you know, saw a lot of my old teammates there, and even the girls in the generation before me as well. So I think, you know, gymnastics is such a solid foundation sport that they, you know, thinking, okay, well, if we get some gymnasts, we don't know how this first season's going to go, and they tend to do quite well. So I was, you know, I feel like I was very lucky and fortunate to be there, and even more so going through the experience having it changed my life. So
yeah, and so now it has changed your life because you are – traveling internationally and you are competing in ninja all over the place, and you're kind of in demand now. What's that been like?
It's it's nuts balls how much this has changed so quickly. It was, I studied, I had a full ride scholarship to Oregon State gymnastics. And so I was there for 4 years. And it was actually, you know, last year that a few of my friends got married. And I was only in the US really to go to their weddings. And that's how, you know, I stumbled across Wolfpack, just happened to be in the country at the right time. Just heading down that pathway, I never thought I would have gone down there. In my brain, all I knew was Australian Ninja Warrior. That's all I'd really been exposed to until Wolfpack.
And we had such a good time at Wolfpack. And, of course, Wolfpack was kind of, one of the first large live sporting events for the ninja world. And I remember, you know, of course, I remember you from Wolfpack 1, but it wasn't really until we hung out a little bit at another Wolfpack event at a convention center for it was like a Fit Expo. And that was kind of fun and interesting, and we all went out and had a big ninja party like we always do. But then Wolfpack 2, it was like, okay, this girl is so awesome. I want to hang out with her. And, you know, I felt like we really bonded. But, you know, there are some things that we never really got to talk about, because we are always, like, when we're together, having so much fun and talking about ninja and stuff.
Mm. And, yeah, that's just our vibes, though. You know, it just
I know.
Comes out. We're in the moment, and
No,
but, I know exactly what you mean.
And it's very comfortable, and it's so easy to hang out with you and to talk and to get excited about, you know, everything about life, because there's so much really rad stuff going on, really great things happening. But you know, I want to ask you something that I've never really been able to ask you. And in doing a little bit of research here, you know, you do share a little bit publicly that you've been through some really, really tough times. And I don't know if you would mind sharing that. And I'm referring to, you know, the loss of your father, which it seems like such a profound thing. And, you know, I'm just an unbelievable thing. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
No, not at all. It was a situation. The Australian sun it's our ozone layer. It's very thin. And my dad was a plumber. He owned a plumbing business that his dad owned, grandpa owned, great-grandpa. And I noticed, you know, growing up, he spent a lot of time outside, mostly with his shirt off. And so over the years, it was actually my mum, even after the divorce, that noticed something on his back.
Mm.
One time that she went over to have a chat, and she made him go get it checked out, and it was melanoma cancer.
Oh, no.
As being kids also, Dad was he was a tough guy, didn't really like to show any weakness. We were hidden from it for a little while, but it had definitely, you know, spread. And it was during my final senior year at Oregon State when I got the call up and found out that my dad was very sick. He'd gone through a few rounds of chemo at this stage, and I was on my last semester, about to go in my last semester, and it was a tough decision. I had a partner there, and I had plans to stay in the US, and I absolutely adore the country, and a lot of vibes that you have there. But
yeah,
it was, that decision. Family to me is everything, and I swapped all my classes to online. And I flew back to Perth. It ended a relationship there, but 4 months later, I lost my dad, and that was actually during a routine surgery, and he ended up having a stroke mid operation. And a couple days later, it had actually wiped his brain. And that was extremely hard. Even though you can brace yourself sort of knowing that he's sick and, you know, he's very sick, that moment in my life, for me, I didn't just lose a partner, but I lost my dad. And it was, it was very hard. And I mean, still today, it's hard, but in a different sense, I guess. But I remember I locked myself in my room, and I was such a bubbly and outgoing person before that. And I continued on with gymnastics. I felt like I wasn't done in that sense, but part of me found gymnastics as an escape, as a distraction.
Yeah.
And yeah, 2013 was just a very, a difficult year, and it takes you quite a while to realize how badly you've dug yourself down into this hole.
It was tough. I can't even imagine, and you know, I can only imagine that, yeah, you had to be able to deal with this horrible tragedy in some way, and I'm sure you're constantly thinking of your father, who's obviously an important role model in your life, and showed you all the strength, and was obviously an incredible, incredible man to have made such an incredible daughter.
he was a goof, and it was even like I had my tough times, and it's interesting the people that you come across in your life that will give you a piece of advice that really sticks. And for me, it was my coach at Oregon State, Tanya Chaplin, who had lost some people herself. And she told me, Olivia, take the best qualities from him. Take, you know, the things you absolutely loved and adored, and infuse them into your own behaviors, into your own life, in your everyday practice. And it was something like, a part of him will always live on because I've chosen to do that. And it stuck with me so hard. And Dad was, you know, no one is perfect, Noah. He had his bad traits as well, but he was fun. He was outgoing. He was the kind of guy that lived every single day. Like his funeral, although it was sad, it was one of the greatest memories because people were just flowing outside the room. They could not find a place big enough to hold everyone that came to pay their respects. He was that kind of guy. I've chosen to just sort of take the opportunities. And I think a loss like that also, it changes you in a way that you stop sweating the small stuff. You really do.
Right.
You become very grateful for the things you do have, and you don't take anything for granted, that's for sure.
Yes, and sunscreen. I think sunscreen is also
absolutely
an important lesson here for all the kiddos. It's so unfortunate, but it sounds like you use this to, you know, really kind of turn yourself into more of a superhero in the traits that he was a superhero. And so, you know, we honor him with this show and with kind of his memory and talking about him. What was his name?
His name was Craig Vivian.
Well, Craig, here's to you for creating such an incredible superstar, superhero, and you live on in our memories, so... Thank you for sharing that, Olivia.
Yeah. It's a tough one, but, you know, it's nice to talk about him as well. I'm lucky for the time that I had and for the way that he's shaped my life, for sure.
Well, and in the same regards, you know, we're all lucky for those people who help influence us and act as role models. And now you have come out the other side of this horrible tragedy, and you are just glowing and exploding and on fire. And you know, life is like this wonderful, crazy adventure. And at the heart of it, you are a role model now to millions of Aussie kids as well as U.S. kids, you know, because you're a Wolfpack Pro member. You've been on... You know, we can't spoil anything, but you've been on other ninja-related, you know, outlets and media. And what's it like now to be a role model to all these kids who want to be just like Olivia Vivian?
And it's like Spider-Man, no other, you know, with great great power comes great responsibility.
And yes, yes.
It's an honor to be in a place like this. And, you know, I still look for inspiration from everything, and I aspire to inspire for sure, because you just this world, you know, sometimes needs some of those more positive traits moving forward into, you know, the unknown that we have. But it's part of me that comes into play with everything that I do, and I'm still going through my own roller coaster called life. You know, not everything is ups. There's a lot of downs that come alongside it. But, you know, my life has definitely been shaped to this moment where I can, you know, change lives of others and motivate and help inspire others to sort of live more of a healthy and active lifestyle and not taking things for granted and all those positive traits that I had to learn the hard way, unfortunately. But it's an honor to be in a spot like this.
So now why Wolfpack? Because from the beginning when I first saw you at Wolfpack, you know, you understood and got our mission right away, and our mission, you know, to make the world healthier one kid at a time. And we're doing this through ninja sport and through fun and whatnot. But you gravitated towards it so strongly. And I remember just how excited you were about the whole thing. And then of course our relationship developed over the years. You were invited to be part of the pro team, and you know, it wasn't just because of how much you love it. I mean, you were like beating Meghan Martin in head-to-head racing competition. So we were like, okay, you know, she's not like an American Ninja Warrior, but let's branch out to international. Let's bring on Olivia. You're one of our best athletes and one of our, you know, top pros. But what drew you to Wolfpack to foster that relationship and be such a big part of it? Because now you're like one of our team leaders. I mean, you're one of the, you've kind of risen to the top and such an impressive ninja. So why Wolfpack?
Sure. I mean, I think that first initial experience, it gives you your initial sort of, you know, you get one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, wow, these people are incredible, not just athletes, but they're incredible human beings. And even though I'd come from a different country, I was swallowed up in just this crowd of excitement and positivity. And man, when you experience, like, even if I wasn't competing, but just watching a Wolfpack final, that final event is so crazy life-changing. It's not just entertaining, but it's inspirational. And when you dig deeper into the Wolfpack message of making kids healthier, even if it is one at a time, look, I've seen what's coming, and I call them the Disney generation. And we know we've been told we can have our dreams, have our goals, but this message of hard work and doing the right thing to get there, I feel like has been missed. So I'm very passionate about sort of installing those messages again so we head towards a positive future. But Ninja, for me, it changed my life. I was, you know, in depression. I hated, you know, the thought of being fit and didn't care what I put in my mouth and stuff like that. So for Ninja, it changed my life. So I know what it can do for other people. And once you've experienced that, you just want to influence that and you want to pursue that. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about it. And there is, you know, I'm very aware that The Ninja Warrior is a TV show. As amazing as it is, and it you know, I credit it to changing my life, but it is still ultimately a TV show, and who knows how long that's going to be around for. The concept that I love about Wolfpack is it turns it to a sport, and there is no age limit. There's kids in there, and once you've got kids in there, it's going to create a generation of ninjas. It's going to move ninja into a sport, a real sport that is international all over the world. And it's my passion and my belief in that. I think that just, it drew me in and I couldn't escape it.
I'm getting so pumped. I'm almost like tearing up hearing you say that because, you know, it's true. And, you know, I'm asking these things and of course I am as biased as can be because I'm a big part of the, you know, what is the Wolf Pack, and I love it. And it's, you know, it's kind of all of our collective brainchild here because it's all the ninjas who got together. You know, we've got Flip and Joe and Jesse and just everybody. It's so exciting. And so having you come on and be a part of the family, it's like adding this beautiful puzzle piece that it just resonates with it. And then of course, Ben as well. And Ben Paulson, your partner, who is just this incredibly talented, smart, funny, you know, beautiful human being who isn't even technically a Wolfpack pro yet, but he kind of is, and he's on his way, and like he's one of the top Australian ninja warriors. So it's so cool to, you know, have you guys and tell us a little bit about Ben, because I love him. I love this guy.
And
you guys have stayed with us, and you know, on Instagram, you guys are it's like, you know, it was modern Tarzan, you know, and Travis and like some of these social media giants who are so fun to follow and watch. And you guys have instantly gone right there and have come up with the most creative, incredible stuff. And it is so, so incredible to watch you. So what's it like to, kind of be creative with Ben and have him be your partner through this ninja, you know, life-changing journey?
He's the other half of how Ninja has changed my life for sure. You know, I knew that he was on season one, but I actually never met Ben until I missed the Warp Wall 3 times, and then I decided I would find a ninja gym. It wasn't the other way around. It should have been the other way around. And I found the Ninja Academy in Perth, and after months, like I met Ben, but it was always on a very just a basic friendly situation. And for me, no, I never thought I didn't really think about dating a ninja. I didn't, right. You know, excuse my language, but I didn't want to where I eat. So, you know, the thought of it had never risen up. But then we started, we collected this group and we started talking about, you know, ways to encourage other people to get into ninja and the basics and for people that want to step into it and for the kids and stuff like that. And one of these meetings one week, the other two members didn't show up.
Yeah.
And it was just Ben and I in this back room at Ninja. And we're like, we need to get this done. And so this meeting that normally goes for an hour, it ended up going for 7 hours and we didn't get one line of work done. It was just, it was one of those situations. We talked and we bantered and we're very similar. He had blonde hair at the time, but he is naturally a redhead. Never thought I would date a redhead. wasn't my preferred, I guess, what I was normally attracted to, but his everything, we meshed so fast and so quick, and by, you know, before we knew it, we were inseparable. And that's, I credit this ninja pathway. It took me on a journey that led me to him. And since then, we've, you know, using both of our weird brains, we just have very strange ways of thinking. And we think outside the box and we don't take life too seriously. And we laugh all the time. And yeah, creating these videos, I remember actually, one of the challenges that brought Ben and I together, Drew Dreschel posted this, you know, jump up to a boxing bag and wrap your legs around it and do some sit-ups.
Right.
He posted this challenge out on Instagram, and this was very early days of Ben and I hanging out. And we're like, how can we up this? Like, it was the day after we had that 7-hour meeting.
Right.
And how can we up this? And yeah, I was like, how about you be the boxing bag, you know, like it will up his challenge. And so,
yeah, and I'll jump onto you and grab you with my legs.
And we weren't even thinking about together. Like we had just established that we'd be decent friends because we're so similar at that point. So that, you know, me jumping up and wrapping my legs around his waist was actually felt a bit weird, but we were both comfortable enough to like stop. It's for the challenge, all right? It's for the grand.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. This is for a greater good.
Yeah, and it just, I guess, you know, our nature of working together, and we discovered that we're pretty good at doing these weird Instagram things, and it took off. And yeah, our Instagrams have just gone out of proportion, and nothing what I expected. I don't ever post for something. I post things because I like them, or I'm proud of it, or it's, you know,
right.
It's just for me, really. And other people jumped on board my crazy train for some reason. So,
well,
yeah, he's, yeah.
There's no doubt you guys are both goofballs.
Yeah, he's also, you know, he's met you, Noah, and even before we started hanging out, he was listening to the Wolfpack podcast, and
yeah,
he's also very passionate and believes in the message. And again, it just ties on with our belief system, and our values are very similar, so which is a great reason why we work so well together, and why, yeah, he's going to continue the Wolfpack movement no matter what.
Well, and you know, to be fair, he's, when he came and stayed, Ben is like this ultimately talented guy. He's you know, electronic music artist who creates his own stuff. He's a designer. He helped us with the new Wolfpack website, basically, which we just relaunched. And you know, it's unbelievable. We have to get him a profile up there and do some featuring. So we'll have him on a future podcast. And Ben, here's to you, buddy. Thanks for for being there. Now, if people want to follow you and Ben, there's a couple different ways, and they can get in touch with you. They can follow you. We have all the ninjas have profiles on the new Wolfpack website, and so obviously they can just go to the Wolfpack website, www.wolfpackninjas.com, and just go to your profile and direct message you, see what you're all about, follow your Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. But if people don't do that, which would be a huge mistake, and they just use Instagram, which is fine, what's your Instagram where people can follow you?
Mine is as simple as it gets. I don't know why, but it's just Olivia Vivian. I'm a plain original, all right? So just Olivia Vivian, all in one. There's no dots. There's no slashes. There's nothing. It's just me. So it's as simple as it gets.
At Olivia Vivian. How about Ben?
He is Ben_Paulson. You know, he's not as original as me, so we have to underscore. Have that underscore.
Right. You're just the complete package.
No. No, but you see, the thing is, he's, you know, he's all over my Instagram and I'm all over his. So
right.
Really, one of ours will tag you to the other.
Oh, I just love the chemistry between you guys. You just, as soon as you guys start talking, it's like you were friends in a past life or something. It was great.
I know. It's kind of awesome. I really do love Olivia, like in a very platonic way.
Obviously. Right.
But she's a total authentic and genuine person. And this first part answered some questions about why she's like that. You know, I mean, the loss of her father, the death of her father from melanoma. Wow, what a tragedy. But, you know, she sprang back. It, really, really powerful stuff there. And we go on in the next episode. I don't want to give too much away, but to uncover some really keen insights and valuable things that she's continued to learn from that, and what she's doing in Ninja and what her hopes and dreams are. And then we hear a little bit about Australian Ninja Warrior and what to expect this year, because it sounds like it was fireworks, Ian.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. You know, and she has been dealt some crazy hands in life, and the fact that she's still so upbeat and positive and really focused on helping other people, inspiring other people, it's awesome.
And she has a really good partner in crime, Ben Paulson, such a good friend of the Wolfpack and one of the most amazing guys out there. You know, he's amongst other things, besides being like a designer and helping us with our website, he is an electronic music creator, like
that's
DJ.
Awesome.
Yeah, he Lacuno, like he makes this stuff. It's on iTunes. It's really good. Like I listen to it in the car all the time now and rock out to Ben Polson's beats. It's really cool. Olivia Scorge. She's got to get herself a good ninja man.
And he is totally ripped.
Did you see the recent Instagram? He's shredding cheese on his on his six pack. Oh, you guys got to check him out. He's at Ben_Polson. And he's a wonderful guy as well. But this was an incredible interview. I think that, you know, for me, one of the takeaways and one of the tips was we're all going to have really down times. We're all going to have some really powerfully bad things happen in our lives. And that's part of living and being human is having these tragedies. It's how you deal with these and bounce back. And, you know, Evan Dollard was a, you go listen to his episode too. Amazing, amazing guy, amazing episode. But Evan experienced the loss of his mother from brain cancer. And it was the same kind of thing. He used it, as Olivia did, to really become, take the best out of, you know, those loved ones and live on for them in a way that is so honorable and you know, grows their presence and grows their memory. And I think that's such a beautiful concept.
Yeah, really, to take, you know, what seems like this horrible, horrible thing and really see the beauty in it. And, you know, we can't bring those people back. So living, you know, an inspired and authentic life, you know, to not only honor yourself, but to honor them, it's really beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, give us a follow at Wolfpack Ninjas on Instagram. Check out the new site, wolfpackninjas.com, and definitely get yourself a Wolfpack hat. They're pretty rad,
and
I must
say. If you haven't seen our new website, I know we keep talking about it, but if you knew our old website, this website is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. And AppNet. AppNet really helped us. Incredible company there. This is not a paid advertisement. We just love them so much. AppNet really hooked us up.
Yes,
so
thank you, AppNet.
Go to appnet.com, APPNET. So look for Ian Dory for the rest of the Wolves. I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. We're so happy to have you here. Part one of Olivia Vivian. We'll be back next week. Ian, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. Ow!
Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips. Ow!
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.